An Alaskan man. Fancy, romantic words are as unfamiliar to me as a pumpkin spice latte. I'll admit, when it comes to sweeping a woman off her feet, I'm about as dense as a guy can get, and I'll certainly never be the kind of man who recites poetry. Living up here in the Alaskan wilderness doesn't help. Ponder is miles from what most people would consider civilization. Northeast of Fairbanks and close to the far north region of Alaska, Ponder has a population that swells to 300 in season when the lodge is in operation. In the wintertime, these numbers drop to a few hardy men and women and only a handful of families. Alicia reminded me that it was now or never. I could do without the cliches, especially when my gut was in knots. Even the thought of telling Josie that I loved her and wanted her to stay in Ponder had me breaking into a cold sweat. This felt worse than the case of flu I had last year. Although the fishing and hunting lodge brought in a fair amount of traffic in season, single women were few and far between here in Ponder. The only women I'd happened to meet in the last several years were those employed by the lodge, or those I met on my infrequent trips into Fairbanks. Most of the lodge employees were college students and so flighty and immature that I didn't pay any attention to them. All that changed when Josie Avery arrived. She was in her mid-20s and